This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. NRC extends public comment period for high-level waste storage at WCS to April 28th. Southeastern New Mexico and West Texas are under threat for the storage of all of the nation's existing irradiated commercial fuel from nuclear power plants and all that would be generated in the next 30 years or longer at two de facto permanent parking lot dump sites. On the Texas-New Mexico border, 5 miles east of Eunice, New Mexico, on a 14,900-acre dump site, Waste Control Specialist, WCS, submitted an application to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, NRC, for a 40-year license to store more than half of the commercial irradiated fuel in the U.S. Just 40 miles away in New Mexico, the private nuclear company Holtec submitted its application last month for a de facto permanent parking lot dump for up to 120,000 metric tons of irradiated fuel. Many New Mexicans and people in other states oppose the proposals. While the NRC is reviewing the WCS application, it is beginning a National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA, process by soliciting comments about what the environmental impact statement should contain. Generally, the statements examine impacts to surface and groundwater, soil, air, transportation, geology, socioeconomic, historic, and cultural resources, and threatened and endangered species, among other issues. The scope of the draft environmental impact statement should include the impacts to the following aquifers: the Dockham, Ogallala, Pecos Valley, and Edwards Trinity. There are many concerns about the transportation of irradiated nuclear fuel across the United States on water, rail, and roads, sometimes referred to as mobile Chernobyls or floating Fukushimas. Since the only rail line to WCS goes through Eunice, all of the waste would go through that New Mexico community. It is estimated that irradiated fuel would be transported for 24 years or longer if both sides operate, since they could handle all of the irradiated fuel produced for several more decades. NRC recently extended the public comment period about what issues they should address in the statement to Friday, April 28th. CCNS has prepared a sample public comment letter for you to use. It details many of the important issues. The WCS application also states that the site would receive no irradiated fuel unless and until federal law is changed. Current laws prohibit the Department of Energy from paying for transportation or storage at a private parking lot dump or for taking title to the waste. Please contact your congressional representatives and urge them to oppose changes in the law that would allow taxpayer funding for parking lot dumps. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and a sample public comment letter you can use to submit your own comments by Friday, April 28th, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.